Hey.
Hi.
Y'all both on there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
We did not get into the airport.
I know what they said. There was about 2,000 people inside and another 1,000 outside.
I would not doubt that. We got off, you know, the 4-lane, and we went down and we got on the old frontage road kind of.
Yeah.
Old 82 or whatever.
They said they were backed up.
Yes, and we got off the ramp and went up toward the airport, and there was just cars for days right there off the side of the 4-lane. You couldn't get up there. So everybody was turning around and, you know, going to get in behind the bus.
Yeah.
And we waited on the bus for over nearly an hour, 15 minutes there.
Yeah.
And we finally just decided to start getting on the 4-lane and rolling, you know, and maybe we would get in behind them sometime or another.
Mm-hmm.
We never got in behind them, so we just started following everybody and coming on home. We followed everybody to the hump.
Yeah.
We got to the hump, and we were all pulling in. Everybody was getting out and running down the hill, so we got out with everybody else and ran down the hill. The bus was right behind us.
Right behind y'all?
Yes. And I got to hug old Dante's neck when he got out. And
yeah.
Daryl.
Y'all escorted the bus in.
Yeah, more than less. And Dante, I hope Dante's naked. And Daryl Wilson already had his car, and he pulled up, and Marcus Buller got in with him, and Dante was fixing to get in with him. They were all taking, everybody was taking pictures with them. And it wasn't as big of a to-do as I thought it would be. I guess they had some people at the airport. There wasn't that much going on here on campus.
Linda wanted to do them like we did here when we won our 5 gold balls. She wanted to bring them back to the
gym.
Coliseum and have a big speech and talk and everything.
Yeah.
See, they were so tired and probably all the traveling, and they just got off. And
well, I believe they'll win.
I believe they too. They are pumped. You gotta see Dante. He's grinning like the Grinch. He's grinning from ear to ear.
Don't forget to get our basketball.
I won't. He saw me and he said, "Hey, girl, what you doing?"
You forgot to get your tape.
My what?
Tape.
What kind of tape?
The ball game.
Oh, I was so excited on getting down here to the airport, I forgot about it.
But you had plenty of time to make it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, because they were late.
They said that the plane didn't get to the airport until about 9:47, something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, 9:45. Yeah, that's right.
I told you it'd be about 9:30.
I told Whitney it'd be later. They it was a little bitty old dinky airplane. It flew over. It was like, you know, here comes a big huge jet. Whitney says that's it right there. Oh, it's huge. You should have heard it.
Well, I wonder if all the cheerleaders and the band was on there.
On the bus. I mean, on that jet.
Yeah.
Did the cheerleaders get to go to that game?
I don't know. I'm sure they did. Didn't the cheerleaders go to that game?
Well, don't you know that little Cossack girl was tickle pink?
Yeah. I don't know if they all ride the same one or what. This was just the team on this bus tonight.
Well, you know, wait a minute.
What?
I saw when I was watching the other night on television when they played the University of Connecticut.
Right.
I saw that reporter, he was standing in front of a Mississippi State bus.
Really?
Yeah, now I don't know if that's, you know, Mississippi State's bus or they just rented a bus and they put Mississippi State on it. I don't know. But now some of them, I went up there on the bus. I don't know.
On a state bus. We have state bus.
You find out how much the tickets are?
I don't know. People are camping out down where you get the tickets at the ticket office. They are laying in blankets in the rain. Laying out there for in the
they're
morning.
They're going to have so many tickets tomorrow that they're going to designate to the students. And the rest of them they're going to keep for the alumni.
I've asked how much they are and nobody knows.
Why, shoot, them things probably be, if you was, I don't know how much it'd be at school. I mean, it'd be $125 a piece.
You think so?
Gosh, yes.
No, he don't know how much yours would be, he's saying. He'd come back like us.
Then the scalpers, they'd probably ask $400 or $500 a piece for them. But gosh, I'd hate to have to go to New York just watch a ball game when you watch it on television for nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it ain't nothing like watching it in person, is it, Bo?
That's right. I wouldn't give nothing for when Dante got off that bus. All them people screaming and hollering. And the bus pulled up, and two girls were in front of us, and I don't know what other people was doing. I walked around there with them two girls and got old Dante first thing got off the bus.
Yeah.
They was all standing around like they're scared of them. They was going to bite. I'm so glad to see them. They was all grinning. They was glad to see us. We said, don't you know that they're glad to see us at home waiting on them, knowing that we was here.
Yeah.
Probably made them feel better.
Well, if they can win two more games, they'll have a national championship.
Oh, it'll be
well,
so great.
If they don't, they've done great.
They sure have. Everybody had decorated, you know, their trucks and cars and things with, that shoe polish, you know, that white shoe. And it said, there was one that said, making MSU history.
And put on your car.
Really? They said that they, you remember for the Sweet 16, y'all remember I told y'all for the Sweet 16 t-shirts, I thought they should have had Dickie V on there saying, you know, Sweet 16 baby.
Yeah.
You know how he says, Sweet 16 baby.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what should have been on the Sweet 16 ones, and they didn't do it. Guess what the Final Four ones say?
What?
Now we think this is what it is. Ashley said he looked on his internet and got saw a copy of it or something, and it's all the ball players in a circle, all their faces, you know, in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's in the middle, it's got Dickie V's face, mm-hmm. and it says Final Four, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that'd be a great shirt.
Yeah.
And that's what they did for this one. Mm-hmm. Do y'all want one? That's what I was going to ask. Do you want one if I get one? Because see, what happened last week is Whitney went in there to get one, and he only found one in a medium, and, like, they were sold out that morning, you know, Monday morning.
How much are they?
Whitney's last week was like $14, $16. He got one SEC championship one and one Sweet 16 one. And I'm gonna get myself a Final Four one because I didn't get one of them other ones. And I was gonna see if y'all. I didn't know if you wanted one or not. You told me you did.
I don't want one.
Yeah, get us one.
You want what size? Okay. I'm getting extra large.
That's what you need to get too, Glenda.
Yeah, but I want Danielle to be able to wear it too. Can she wear it?
Mm-hmm.
Did she wear an extra large?
Imagine.
Or was she just need a large?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Flynn?
I mean, to fit her, she'd need probably a large, but, I mean, for you to wear it, you're going to need an extra large.
I just get that.
I'll just get two extra larges. It'd just be big on her, she can wear it.
But I'd rather wait and get one when they win this next time.
Well, if we don't, I'm just getting one for insurance here. Because after they order these, they'll order another load or two, and that's all they'll order. See, I'm going to go on and
get... You know they're going to win that next one.
God, when they do, I'm going to have one of them shirts to say.
I'd rather wait and get that shirt.
Well, they have to win two more now before they next
one.
Oh,
honey, they're sailing. They on a roll.
Really?
Oh,
goodness.
Somebody said, one of them news sports announcers said that back in 19... some odd, I don't remember, in the 60s or 50s or something, that MSU had a good basketball team. They were ranked second, third, or fourth in the nation.
Really?
But they wouldn't compete in the NCAA tournament.
Why?
Because their players would have to play against black players.
That's sad.
And see, Mississippi was...
If you had a pin mm-hmm. that had that, or it wouldn't wash out,
mm-hmm.
permanent ink,
yeah.
they could sign your shirt.
Mm-hmm. Like we used to do.
Uh-huh.
I've got two permanent, you know those black markers? What are those black markers called?
Well, is it one you can write with? Is it a fine point?
Yeah. What are they called?
I don't know.
Sharpies?
Well, you got to make sure it's a permanent marker. It won't wash out.
Mama, I just said it's a Sharpie permanent marker.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp point. Will that work?
I don't know. You have to look on it and see if it says it won't wash out.
It says permanent ink.
Yes.
Maybe it will. I don't know.
They could sign them close to
their
picture.
Listen, I'm fixing to get off. Good night, baby. All
love
right. You.
Good night. Love you, too.
They could sign them close to their pictures or just somewhere around on the shirt.
Uh-huh. That would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. That'd be neat.
I'm going to get them
to
sign
them. That
would
be a good idea for y'all sorority, too.
What?
If you had some kind of a shirt.
Uh-huh.
And put the year on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the Alpha Gamma Deltas or whatever you are. And then have 1996 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and y'all have one big chapter meeting thing or whatever, and have different colors, markers,
mm-hmm.
and have everybody that's there, you know, go around and sign them, everybody's shirt
mm-hmm.
for the year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or either if they had them printed up somewhere with y'all's name on them.
Yeah.
Who I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
That year.
Right.
That's a neat shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't come back that, do you?
Not really. They wouldn't all go for it. It's hard to get 100 girls go for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a cute idea. I like stuff like that. But anyway.
Well, I'm glad y'all made it okay.
I'm so excited. We sat out there for over 2 hours waiting on them. Didn't even get to see them. They were behind us.
What time did y'all get there?
We got there at about 9:10.
See, I told you.
Mm-hmm. It is early.
It's easier to go that way, isn't it?
Huh?
It's easier to go that way.
I don't like going that way, but too much traffic. We passed all kinds of people.
It seemed like made better time.
You should have seen people. There was
but
somebody.
But you got to think, you left here and went to Columbus.
Yeah. No.
So in that amount of time, that was doing great.
No, we went to West Point. Isn't that the way you would go? We went to, like you go through there, and we turned back and still turned towards Starville.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. You said it takes you 2 hours.
It takes an hour and 45 minutes, and I always give or take 15 minutes.
Okay, and then you went this way.
It took me an hour.
Hour and a half. You got there at
9 o'clock.
9:10. Well.
10 after 9.
Well, y'all left here. It's about
7:30.
It was 7:30 when me and you drove in the driveway. Then you packed the car, and we took out the groceries. Then you got to come, but it had to be 10 minutes to take you to do all that.
Oh,
let
me do.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Well, you get your stuff ready for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. What do you do this week? When do you leave?
Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, be careful and have fun.
I will. I'm lining up my clothes.
Pitiful.
I don't know when I'll come back. I might come back Wednesday if they don't need me more. See, the setup man will be through with us Wednesday or Thursday, and then it'll be up to them, manager. If they
Wednesday is open.
Wednesday's opening, and that man's leaving Thursday. And the man that sent us up there is leaving, that's what I'm saying, Wednesday, he'll turn it over to the store manager, and then it'll be up to the store manager if he wants us or not.
Really?
See, right now, he don't have no choice. We up to this other man's the boss.
Right.
And then when they turn it over to him, then he's the boss. But either way, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, I'll work over here just because I can work up there and get some of my time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care. I got to do the same thing no matter where I'm at, so it doesn't make me no difference.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I would just like to have seen where Lisa and them lived while I was there.
Go look.
I don't know where it is, and I've called her, you know, and
we'll call her.
It always works out that Esther's there and we can't do it and stuff.
Oh, you don't want to take Esther with you?
Mm-mm.
Well, can't help you there. My hamburger sure was good. Did y'all have hamburgers?
Uh-huh.
Mine sure was good, or I was excited and hungry one.
I figured Whitney should have done fixed his and done eat.
He didn't know y'all had some more meat. He wouldn't go eat one if you didn't have one.
Yes, we had some more meat.
Wasn't that sweet? He wasn't going
to
take y'all.
He was about to make me ill because he wouldn't fix him one. You have to tell him, when I tell him fix him one, I mean fix it.
Well, he didn't think y'all had enough what it was.
Yeah, we had enough.
Daniel said, are you going to eat with us?
Who did?
Daniel, acting all pitiful. Ignored me all weekend. And then asked me if I'm going to eat with her at 7 o'clock Sunday.
I think she got ill because you didn't take her with you Saturday.
Well, I ain't taking her and Jane with me. I'm not a freeloader.
She goes with you all the time. She thinks that's her regular treat.
Well, it's not. When she gets married, or engaged, or dating, or whatever, she can do that.
She just wants to go with you.
I don't know. She has to stay home sometime.
And I said, really and truly, you ought to be, you ought to just be honored today. I said, she wants to be like you.
Really?
She just wants to do everything you do, and she just wants to beat you. She wants to be a little bit better. She just got that gold in her.
She killed me about her hair.
Yeah, so you got yours done? She wanted hers done.
She wanted her hair cut like mine.
And she says when she plays ball, she's going to be better than you.
She probably will.
And she's going to be on the team board, too, at her 11th grade year.
Oh, Lord.
And she's going to, what else is it she's doing? I don't know, but as long as she has that drive to do all those things, she'll do good.
Yeah, she will.
But when you ever discourage her and hurt her feelings, then she'll quit.
It ain't gonna hurt her feelings.
I know what it is, them grades.
So
she hears me tell you to make A's and B's, and you know, make them B's. And so she's driving now. She's
to make A's.
And do you know I would kick Kathy Bennett's butt?
Why would she?
Because Danielle would have had the A honor roll all year long if she makes it this next time.
What happened?
She's got one more 6 weeks, and if she made it all A's this 6 weeks, she would have had all A's all year long in every subject. And Kathy, she made a B last time.
What kind of B was it?
1 point.
Oh,
Like an A by 1
sad
point.
Well.
1 point. You should have had all A's all year long. That's tacky. She could let her done something for 1 point.
Goodness.
Anyway. Well, it's raining here.
It's pouring down here.
Did the wind blow real hard?
Oh, about opened my door and knocked it off the hinge.
It's raining here, and the wind's been blowing, but the wind has settled down. It's just raining real bad.
Wind's bad down here. Rain, too. Rained really hard for a little while.
I guess Dante and all them went over there, and they'll party the rest of the night.
Probably. So they look tired.
I bet Shannon's over there waiting on them. She not having to do with him no more?
Huh? I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Nothing, just listening to you.
You're fiddling with something or doing something.
A fan light.
Why, does she know how to do with him no more or what?
No, she's got that other dude. He had some little girl hugging on him tonight. She was the one in front of me who hugged him. Got her picture made with him.
Mm-hmm. They have their cameras.
Oh, yes, all over the place.
And you didn't have yours?
I sure didn't. I'm sorry, I just go over to their apartment and get my picture made with them. Get my autograph ball, autograph t-shirt, autograph whatever else I want.
I don't think he's real famous, ain't he?
Good Lord, yes. He sure will. He might be one day.
Might be.
He's on his way.
Yep.
But anyway.
Don't forget to mail your thing off. Your test.
Okay.
Do that tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
And what else was it?
That's it. I'm sleepy now, tired.
I am too. I still gotta pay my bills.
Well?
Huh?
You still gotta pay bills.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need to get off of here.
Okay. Well, this is just my free 30-minute phone call.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Up to 30 minutes.
Oh, I thought it said up to a minute.
30 minutes.
Oh.
I had less than a minute to clear it and make sure y'all accept to be recorded.
Oh.
Didn't listen.
Well, you need to mail your thing and pay your little dues.
I will.
And don't...
Did I tell you we have a big initiation for getting in that Order Alpha Chi, Order of Omega.
When is it?
Like on a Wednesday night. Like the end of April.
What is that thing on the 16th we come to?
That's the thing for having good grades. That's Recognition Day or something.
And what is this other thing?
That Alpha Chi Order of Omega, that thing I got in for having good grades and having leadership qualities or something.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
Nothing. I just have, they're going to initiate us. That's what that $35 is for. They're going,
what do you need to wear?
Just a dress. Something. It's not this week. It's end of April. They'll have a dinner and everything for us, a little reception thing or dinner or something.
Do we come to that?
I don't know yet. I think it's just for us. I don't think we could even, like, bring people with us. You know what I'm saying? And we've also got IRD. I need to look and let y'all know what weekend it is.
What is that?
That thing where you come and they give us, you know, awards or whatever. You remember International Reunion Day? Feast of Roses, whatever, where y'all come and eat with us and, you know.
I didn't come.
Didn't you come to one of those things?
My daddy did.
Okay, well, it's kind of like that. This is IRD is what this is, International Reunion Day. And they'll give awards for having good grades and stuff like that. But anyway, I need to look and get in touch with y'all and let you see all the dates. I'm going to have to stay down here.
Yeah, you do need to do that on the calendar. I'm filling out this Sunday school order, too, for books.
Mm-hmm. I had 7 little kids book, 1 teacher book for Sunday school.
I ordered them.
Okay.
Ordered like 14.
Have you seen this commercial about the 100 grand bar? It's this little girl, it's this beauty pageant, and this first girl's all dressed up, you know, like blonde-headed and curly long hair. And she said, the man says, what would you do if you had 100 grand? And the first little girl says, I would buy everybody a puppy dog. And the second little girl's dressed up and got her hair all frizzled up, you know, pretty big flowy dress. And she says, I would spread love all over the world. And the last little, he has the third contestant. She got on a black dress and short, like, stacked hair, kind of like mine. And he says, what would you do if you had 100 grand? She said, I'd eat it. It's a 100 grand candy bar.
Oh.
It's so cute because I'd buy everybody a puppy dog. And then she says, I'd eat it.
I was wondering how she was going to eat 100 grand. Anyway. Your roommate ain't there?
Nope. She'll never come on Monday. Here lately she hadn't been. Huh. Unless she stays. She's got to where she goes home every weekend. Just like me, she used to make fun of me. Why do you go home every weekend? And now she does.
Well, some people want to.
Really? She wants to now. I guess because she got her big ring. And he's off on Sunday nights somehow. I don't know how that happens.
What does he do?
He works for Federal Express and goes to school.
That's a good job.
Mm-hmm.
A real good job. Federal Express pays good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at these things, see what I got to pay tomorrow. Well, I know them people are just tickle pink down there.
They are. You should have heard everybody when we were pulling up on the exit ramp. Everybody was blowing their horns and screaming. They had cowbells standing out in the pouring rain.
We saw them on TV.
Oh, you did? It was ridiculous. But it was fun.
Yeah, it was on TV. We saw some people at the airport or whatever.
Yeah. See, we couldn't even get in there.
I didn't figure it. You could. When we saw that line, I said, well, they going to be backed up for a long way.
Yeah, I say so.
I said, they're probably sitting out there on the highway somewhere at the exit.
Yeah. That's us.
Well, if you'd have been there, you'd have probably had to gotten there.
Right when the game was over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And who wanted to stay at the airport 6 hours just to watch them walk off a plane?
Not me. I watched them get off the bus and got to hug their neck. I was the second person in line.
Well, see, y'all didn't have a bad seat after all.
Uh-uh. Mm-mm. After a 2 hour wait, I'd have had a good seat.
Huh.
But anyway, it's fun. I enjoyed it.
Was Whitney tickled?
Yeah. He didn't want to go hug nobody, though.
I can understand that.
None of the boys hugged any of them's neck. I saw one boy shake one of them's hands and say, good game.
They normally wouldn't hug their neck. They'd probably
shake their hand. But, you know, they didn't shake their hand. And nobody did. All the girls were hugging everybody's neck. All the boys just kind of standing back hollering.
You know how girls are.
Well, we're a little affectionate, sorry. It was fun.
Reminds you of old times.
Yeah. Kirkendall shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And little gray boots. We didn't come here looking for trouble. We just came to do the Kirkendall shuffle. I don't forget things like that. You remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
Kentucky's supposed to have the song, get off the bus, kick a little tush or something like that. We are Kentucky. And I changed it. I said, get off the bus, kick a little butt. We are the Bulldogs. We've been singing our song. Whitney said, it's more like we've been getting off the plane and kicking a little butt.
More like we've been getting off the plane and flying away. Look
really?
At that scoring. See what day.
It's good.
Well, I'm sleepy.
Me too. Get all my junk unpacked.
Well, I hate you didn't find no shoes.
Oh, I'll find some later. I sense it only hit me right today. Okay?
Yeah.
Well,
I told Roger I couldn't believe you can't find no clothes, can't find no shoes, can't find nothing. I guess if I didn't have no money to buy you something, you'd find everything you want.
Well, I guess I'm going to go off here.
Okay.
My time's not up yet, but I'm out of things to talk about. Believe it or not. I think I'm tired today. Sleepy.
This should have been on like a Monday or Tuesday when you got 1,500 things to tell me.
Really? Yeah, you know, you only do it from Friday night at 8 o'clock till Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So I thought tonight would be the ideal night.
That's fine.
I figured I'd have you all kind of stuff to tell you about the ball game, so I figured about the airport, but I didn't get out there. Couldn't even tell you what the place looked like.
Yes, Dr. Linton went.
Might have.
Wonder if he was on there with them.
I have no idea. I didn't see him on the bus we saw.
What about Ed?
Didn't see him.
I wonder where he's at.
I don't know. Everybody's blowing their horn going down the 4-lane. Had bells, cowbells out there.
Jack wasn't at church today. I wonder if he went.
I don't know. I doubt it. To our game? That'd be like singing. Do you know that they put in a lot of our the stuff, it doesn't say Mississippi State, it says Mississippi on a lot of the stuff that they're doing for like the final, you know, 16, Final Four, whatever. You know how they advertise stuff? They're putting Mississippi. They're not putting Mississippi State. Mississippi is Ole Miss. You know?
Not necessarily.
Well, that's what people here consider Mississippi Ole Miss, University of Mississippi. I don't know why they don't put Mississippi State on our stuff.
Mm.
I said, I hope our shirt says Mississippi State. But anyway.
And them kids are camping out for them tickets
already. Uh-huh. In the rain. We passed them. There's probably 9 of them laying in front of the doors, quilts and soaking wet.
Now I have a little awning